Pashtus, the Kavana Shimulachan doesn't mean that he has Kavana to do Mulachan Shabbos.
Pashtus, the Kavana Shimulachan means he knows that it is a, that he is, it's, he's doing something out of design. Right? He's not, it's not a hobby, it's not a game, let's say, he says, like a Mesach, he's playing around. So a person can play around and tear something, and he's doing it b'mezid. That's not the point. You can be mesachik b'mezid, right? So we say, so when the Rambam says b'kavona shimalacha, apparently it means that it's something with of seriousness. That it's, but we haven't defined that yet. So then he writes, Abul mechoytech derechef said the blei kavona lemidosel kemesachik or kemesachik erez a potter. But if he cuts something without any concern as to the size of what he's cutting. Let's see, a marshal, you see sometimes, let's say, when a kid cuts, so often he'll just take a bunch of paper, that's an activity, just to cut and make small pieces and spin around the room. So that's Kemesach, a person is just cutting, but he doesn't have in mind any form of precision at all. So then the Rambam writes, HaKoytem Esaknaf, HaRezer told us Mechatech Mechayiv. So Koytem as Kanaf is making a feather pillow. So what do you put in a feather pillow? You don't put the entire feather in. Otherwise it'll be hard. You take off just the tops of the feathers, where the middle part is very, very soft. Alright? So apparently, that's what Rashi describes. So apparently, you're looking at the feather and figuring out how you can get the maximum soft part of the feather. So you slice it with this, with a kavana. You slice it with precisely, with precision. You want to get a specific area in. So that's already makoytem es haknaf. How is it told us mechatech? Why is it a told and why is it not the of? Why is it not the of? So it could be the maybe. Go ahead. What were you saying? So again. Why is it in Pa'ula? So I don't know whether Mechatech, most of the Sforum say that we should not be Mechatech B'Yedai and Mechatech B'Keli. But there isn't such a distinction. Chinuch, I think, says so. Because of this Gemara, it's hard to prove, unless you tell me that Mechatech B'Keli is the Yod, Mechatech B'Yedai is the Tola. That's possible. Could also be that this, that here the precision is a little bit less. There's no mida. You're not measuring. You're eyeballing as to where does the soft part of the quill or the feather stop. So perhaps that's why the Rambam calls it a toll. It's not a precise measure. V'chein hamigarved roshei klunsoi shel erez chayev mishum mechatech. And similarly, if you have to plane down the wooden pillars, cedar pillars. So Rashi says either, the Ran says to make them equal, Rashi says to make them equal and pointed. So that's Mechatech. So they're also, we're not talking about a precise measure, but we are talking about a specific place as Mechatech. V'chein chol chatichon, look at this line here, I missed this yesterday. V'chein chol chatichon sheyachtech Choresh eitz mina eitzim, or choresh mateches mina matches, chayim mishum mechatech. What did Ram say over here? V'chein kol chaticha, sheyachte choresh eitz mina eitzim, or choresh mateches mina matches. What's this line of the Rambam? No? What's the Rambam adding to mechatech over here? Go ahead, Ariel.
Even a professional that doesn't refer
his own. Okay, so is he being Moses now? Correct. The Rambam said that a carpenter or an ironsmith is over mechatech. When?
Each time he does it, every single
right. So apparently he's saying that a carpenter does not require a specific midah. No, it's a daik in the Rambam. What's the Rambam saying? Lav davka e chatichas midah. Right? But if it's a carpenter, so the fact that a carpenter is doing it, the fact that an woman is doing it, a chorish matechez, min ha-makon, chayi b'shem ha-chatech. It's a tremendous chiddush, no? Go ahead, Effie.
You could say he's doing it on with the shear, not with the midah.
Say it again?
You say he's doing away with the shear, not with the midah.
What do you mean?
He just took cutting a very small piece in a specific way. And that, although we would require a shear to be over on the chazeh, the professional doesn't.
I mean, that could be true. I don't know if that's what the... what you're saying is probably correct.
If you're doing it just in a backhanded way,
I can't imagine that that's... right? If he just... just because if he starts cutting things up, but apparently it means that the getter ad-din is that the fact that that a craftsman is doing it, that makes it to mechater. Because he wouldn't need... whatever. I think, practically speaking, what you're saying is correct. The point is, we would not require a craftsman to measure out. A craftsman may do this 100 times. He doesn't have to measure it out. Right? He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to use a specific keli because he knows how to do it. So I would agree that the Rambam could not say that if a choymesh eitz is mechatech lehefset to not because he's belongs to the carpenters union, so that makes it a different melacha. But apparently, if the moment he's doing anything involved in his craft and his skill, if he's doing it as a carpenter, right, it would sound like that the Rambam is being magdir, that becomes a mechater, that can make it into mechater. So mida can make it into mechater because it's a specific measure. Go ahead.
Maybe it's like when he's a carpenter, it's like he knows it so well, it's kibul, every cut is like he's doing with mida.
Right, so if he was suggesting that that's what the Rambam is saying, he's doing away with a specific mida. Right, so that may be correct. I think that would be correct. But the getter ad-din, the Rambam is introducing that it's mechatech by virtue of the craftsman. Because I think what you're saying is correct. The craftsman is... the fact that it's a craftsman means that he doesn't have to measure it. But if I have to be magdir mechatech, let me make one more line. We'll see why I think this is the way to read it. The next line: Hanotel kisim shleitz mufana v'koytmoy lachtitz v'yishenim olavtev moyas adelas chayev. What's the chiddush there that we discussed yesterday?
Numbers.
Was that
numbers? I'm just doing it to serve the function.
Right. So even though there, I can't imagine that there's that one makes toothpicks to precision, but it means that I cut something down to be masakin to make a new kind of keli. And then it flows so well because the Rambam writes the next halacha, kol davar shemoy lemachol. That's not going to be ein mentikin keli. But so what does the Rambam define for us? The Rambam said, what's mechatech? Mechatech is cutting either with a specific size, right? It could be a measured size, or it could be a precise spot where you want to cut it, right? But you make something equal. It's not necessarily measured out. When you cut the top of, you clip the top of the feather, you don't measure it, but there's a spot that you want to get. Next, if a carpenter does it, a craftsman. Next, if Maya, this mechater, you're creating a new kind of keli. So these are the different ways of defining mechater. Now let me ask him. What would the Rambam say about cutting along a specific design? Where would that fit in? Good.
Certain size.
Be specific media. Is that portion? That has to be that way. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi and Sirtut. Rashi and Sirtut. Lefisha derech haratz onin. The tanners kishubol lechatchoy misarta toitchilo kfi mashu roitzel aruch ulaharchiv ulatatzer achituch. V'yachar kach umavir asakin derech asirtut. V'chein bo'eris ha'mishkan kishachodcho. So I have to assume that Rashi would define mechatech first and foremost by cutting along a set design. Right? Would the Ram necessarily agree with that? So Josh is saying, I think is you have to consider. Is that called cutting along a mida and measuring it out? You're cutting along a pattern. If anybody saw how a tailor or a seamstress makes any piece of clothing, So they spread a pattern on top of the material. And then they cut along that pattern. Right? So according to Rashi, that would certainly be mechatech. According to Rambam, mechatech, you're measuring out where you're going. Okay, but let's say you're making a design, a squiggle. So according to Rashi, that's mechatech. How about according to Rambam? Then so go ahead, what do you think?
The same thing as with evening and sharpening, when Rashi said evening and sharpening. So you're trying to create a certain shape.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm not sure Rambam would be masmek, because Rashi is the one that says to make it shove and to make it sharp. I don't know what the Rambam would say about that. And Echanami, maybe Tali. By the way, I'm not sure if Rambam is asking. I have to remember, because Rambam Sirtut is different than Rashi Sirtut. Rambam Sirtut is part of Ksiva. Rambam Sirtut is not a preparation for Mechatech. So I don't know. I don't know what Rambam would say. We should just say Pashas Rambam would say, like Rashi, that it's measured out. Another form of Kfi Mida, or that Nekud is a Machloika, so that's because they're arguing exactly what Sirtut is. Alright? So now, having seen, that's how we have to pass on the Chor, we have to pass in that Mechatech is a design, as Rashi says, measured, as Rambam says, to create a Keli, as Rambam says, or it's done by an Uman. Okay, so now let's just jump forward to Halacha Lamasa. When one opens a can on Shabbos, in Chol. When you open a can in Chol, so you pull back a tab, right? And either push down, right? Nowadays the tabs you push down, right? So when you push down on that piece of metal, what's happened? In the factory, they've scored that piece of metal. And they've softened the metal in that place. So when you apply pressure, you apply the same pressure throughout the entire can, nothing happens. You apply pressure on that spot, so then you cut out that spot. Alright? So most of the Svarim, if not all the Svarim, who discuss the issue of opening cans, discuss it from the perspective of making a keli. So now we'll get to Ritz Shem Kuf Basim and Base. Binyan Bekalim. Is it a keli? Is it a keli? It was called a keli. And that you've even seen the Gemara already, one of the most important Gemaras for this. It's called Kuf Mem Vav. Moshe's whole sheet is based on that. The Gemara calls it Mustaki. A Keli which is not a durable Keli. So that's a separate parsha. So almost all the Svarim say, are you making a Keli? If you're making a Keli, it could be Misakin Mana, could be Moilid, right? Are you making a keli, but the keli is not a keli al pi din? So that's the that's how most of them discuss it. Either way, if Shechter, I remember that he first came to yeshiva, he said, put the issue of keli aside. It's mechatech. Why should it be mechatech? You have according to Rashi, the factory was mesartate. There's no reason to distinguish between Keli and Yad. So now you're pushing down a piece of metal along the Sirtut. No, Mechatech. So according to Rashi Lachar, it is Mechatech. No, she's Mechatech de Rashi Lachar. According to Rambam, say, is it Al Pi Mida? I mean, they probably figured out exactly where to put this spot, but. But is this can you say this is a design that they specifically measured out exactly how, again, probably nowadays, with all the different cheshbonis, that people do things, they probably in fact didn't figure out the precise hole that one needs in order to get enough coke out, enough air in, and they won't cut you. They probably made all these cheshbonis. Right? But even leaves, they didn't make these cheshbonis. They didn't hire a whole team of engineers to figure out how the hole should look. Right? Let's say they just got a guy with high school education and he made He made a hole. All right, and he designed it. So then, according to Rambam, when we say that's mechadech deiraisa, right? That's when you say that it's kfi mida. That's coming back to what Josh was saying before. The fact that it's pre-designed, there is a sirtut there, right? But is there a mida? Go ahead.
How does Rambam explain amagari roshe kuntos?
So there, it could be that you want it to be equal. So the Ran says it. I don't know. If the Ran says that you have five different posts, so then you cut them along to make them equal. Right? So there is a certain, it's not measurable by numbers, but it's a certain measure. Right? That's what I'm saying. That could be a Rashi Ram Lushitasa. The fact that the Ran just says to make them equal. And Rashi adds in to make them a specific design. So it could be Rashi Shitasai. Rashi also Machatech includes a design. Right? And the other could, what Ari said yesterday, it could be they were talking about the bottom of the Kulun, so you want to stick it to the ground. So you're actually making like a new Kaili. I don't know. I don't know a way of figuring it out. Alright? But that would, so Lechora, any time you have something which is scored, right? Let's say you have a pill which is scored, so you can crack it on that line. Or let's say you have like a milk bottle, right? The plastic milk bottles. So you have are the plastic large gallon water bottles. They have a plastic on top, right? And what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to pull the tab down. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Right? It was the last time you were home. So you pull the tab. It's like guys in Shiva, be home. You have to pull this tab off, and it comes off on a specific line. Why? Because the factory, they scored that line. They made a little indentation in plastic.
Like a Snapple bottle?
Snapple? No.
Nerve juice.
What's that? Right? Some of the water bottles also come that way. You pull it down and then it goes around, right? You pull it down and then it falls apart based on a area that's scored. That's the line that they did. And the fact in the middle line. So all those things, lechora, is the same thing, right? So according to Rashi, I was wondering that's called, whether, if it's not kefimida, is it ayidei uman? The factory made that line. They made that score there, right? So should that be called a chibuch ayde uman? I mean, either way, lachomer should be machatech deiraisa. So I don't understand because most poskim do not address this nakuda. I don't know why. To my knowledge, Jeff is the only one who addressed this nakuda. Certainly for many, many years. And I don't know why, but to me, it's partial, no? Uh-huh. Go ahead, Moshe, what are you going to say?
But you can say the Rambam, you're also on this, it's the rest of it, the case by the
So that's what I want, very good. I was thinking about that this morning. I got very frightened of this morning, I'll tell you why. Sarachian, we have to raise this to some poskim. According to, let's say you take Rav Moshe's shita, right? So Rav Moshe holds that when the keli, let's take a can, right? According to Rav Moshe, why is it mutter to open, let's make it easy, why is it mutter to open a can on Shabbos? Because the can, let's say make it easy, a potato chip bag. Why is it mutter to open a potato chip bag on Shabbos? So Mishnah wants to learn the sugi, I want you to see the shuv inside. Because the potato chip bag is not a keli. Why is it not a keli? Because it's disposable. Alright? So the machlekes chazanish and Rabbeisha, whether, if you, what's called disposable. Rabbeisha's definition is that if it's only set aside for one set of contents, and when those contents are spilled out, the bag goes away, that's not a keli. That's called a banana peel. Right? Just as I said, a banana peel. Why is the peel not a keli? Because it's for one banana. No one, when you take out the banana, you don't put another thing inside. It's not a keli. It's not for tash. Rav Moshe is saying a potato chip bag. So Chazanish holds the same word with a major nakuda difference. What's the major nakuda difference? If you're going to put it back on the shelf to hold on to the balance of the potato chips, that's your keli. Using it for storage now. So if it's a one serve keli, then the chazish is maskim. But if it's a huge bag and you use it all the time for storage, you hold on, then it's a reza keli. So I want to raise the question of Moshe raised. All of a sudden struck me this morning. That according to Rambam, let's follow through on Moshe's Ha'ara. The keli is not a keli. Okay? But why shouldn't popping the hole at the top of the can, right? Opening the can. Why shouldn't that be the din of kisim? Because now it's not a keli, but now you have a functional tin from which you can drink. Now you can drink. You can get the coke out of it before you couldn't get out of it. Why should it be worse than a toothpick? Make it easier for you. They used to open a can. There used to be something called a can opener, right? Can opener had the triangle at the end, right? Right, and the fancy ones had made two holes, one for the air to go in. You seen these things? Okay. So let's say you use an old fashioned can opener, right? What's the halacha? You're going to tell me you're making a hole if you need that? I don't think so. And he says, Uman, a design, charna. Right? So maybe it shouldn't be mechadach deiraisa. Rav Moshe raises a question, anytime you make a Pesach, no, it's mechadach deiraisa. We'll get to it. You open the spout of a carton. Right? But I'm asking the following question. Maybe it should be mechadach deiraisa because when the can was closed, it stored the coke. The moment I made this hole in it, so now it's a can that I can drink from. So it's like gara from a kisim, from a toothpick. I cut something, and now I made a new keli out of it. So it didn't. It may not be a keli minatayra. It's not a keli kabel tuma. But I don't think the toothpick is a keli the kabel tuma either. It means it's a keli in terms of it has a new function. So I was wondering about that. That would be a tremendous chumrah. But I don't see why. Once you say that mechatech is mechatech deiraisa, if it's tikkun kli, right? So why shouldn't this be asur mishum tikkun kli? Yeah, same.
Changing the function of the
cleave
by turning it upside down.
Okay. Okay. It's a star. Okay. Like we were saying, this is its ultimate purpose already. So therefore, you're not giving it something like a toothpick because it wasn't a toothpick before. Okay. I hear. Good effing.
Yeah, I said the same thing. That can't there to hold the coke. It's been doing that for a while now.
Yeah.
Now just that you're able to do more.
You get access in there.
Yeah. Also, though, going back to the milk.
So that'd be enough for me, by the way. You just reminded me. Let's say you use a can opener. It wants to go around. Right? So I always assume, and maybe we should think about it some more, that using a can opener in Shabbos would not be mechatech. Because it's no preset design. The fact that you're going out on the outer perimeter of the keli, I mean, if you think otherwise, I'd be interested in hearing, but that's, you're not doing a preset design, you're cutting along the outer perimeter. Right? So I always thought that it would not be mechatech deiraisa. That it might come under maybe kareya. We'll discuss that, right? So I thought that it would be mutter. That you're not making a keli based on Rav Moshe. So the chomer, you can ruin the keli first. You can punch a hole in the bottom, and then. But now is one thing that according to this Tahara, so maybe again depending if one accepts what Simeon Efi is saying or not. Then maybe it should be mechatech deiraisa. I mean, the same question. That'd be a perfect example of mechatech shalnius daiti does not satisfy. It's not that there's no set design, there's no set midah. You're not a skilled person, but why is any worse than kisa? So that's a, that would depend on this nakuda. You have to raise it. I'll show you. Go ahead, Effie. Go ahead.
When you pull the tab off
of
the gallon of water, it's not. I mean, you're not doing anything that's
I assume that to be koteh the knaf, right? Once you tell a person how to be koteh the knaf, it doesn't require an onus to do that, right?
I'm not sure if a 3-year old could look at it and make sure that he knew exactly what the soft part was and the hard part, cut it precisely. Whatever we let him.
Yeah. I mean, this is so easy. Okay, we'll come to that story in a minute. Okay. Yeah. We'll discuss that next week. Okay, we'll come to that.
I'd say maybe one or two things that are.
Because it wouldn't be Makom Patish, because Makom Patish has to be at the end of a series of malachas usually.
Well, get to it. Explain it by the end
of the. I don't think so, no.
One or two things, not fully developed. Maybe that it's Makalkel, it's luckily. If we go with what Effie said, that the purpose of the clue was to hold the soda, to keep carbonation, you know, whatever it is,
right.
It no longer can do that. In fact, it wouldn't.
No, I don't think it's a Makalkel if you're using it. The way I understood what Simon Effie was saying is that this is already built into the purpose of the
right,
can.
No, it's different from what they're saying, but if the purpose of the can is
to hold it,
is to hold it, so it's no longer.
I can't imagine that once you access it, that'd be called Makalka.
The other thing perhaps you'd say, if we look at Mechatech as cutting off a piece which is going to be functional,
mm-hmm.
then this may be Melach Shein Tzrichul Guf of Mechatech, because you're not...
I don't know if you have to say that.
The cutting that you're doing, Mela, you know, is a tikkun and gives you new functionality, but it's not because you're...
Cutting away something.
You're not making a piece more.
I'm not sure, but that becomes one of the parameters of Mechatech. Mechatech Lehefset, you're saying. But this would be Mechatech Lehefset. Chayshan?
I'm not sure this helps the Mechatech problem, but I was told if you're dealing with aluminum can, crush the can after you're done drinking it.
See, Mechalkel, see that, I'm not sure exactly how that. Because B'shas, you have to look at it, B'shas went into the Malacha.
But the Mafreya, you
could be because you didn't have any intent. I think it's more of an issue of Lugavit Filas Kalem, I think. Go ahead.
Aren't the cans made that first you have the drink put in the can, and then the top is put on by the machine? So
correct.
First, just a cleave, it wasn't a cleave of holding a sealed cleave. It was first almost like a type of cup, and the top is put on. Now, when you open it, you know, so I think someone would just be just as happy if they could just take the top off and almost get like a cup again. So you're not making it into new kli. It was originally a kli of drinking, and then they put this part on.
The whole part is crimped on. The whole part is crimped on. It isn't that little area. Is not the whole top.
But the whole top is.
The whole top is pushed down.
Yeah. It was almost like a cup.
Yeah.
So then, I mean, the way the factor makes it just so you have to be only able to open this part. But theoretically, someone could just take off this whole part if
he just says... Yeah, but I still think that the goal of making a toothpick. Toothpick is like the smallest possible functional keli ran. So it still should be meshed.
But originally meshed. It wasn't like a toothpick.
Like I understand. The toothpick thing is more of a chiddush than over here. I just don't see that...
You're bringing it back to its original state.
It was never intended to be a cup. It was intended to be a closed keli. That's where you get the content inside of it. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. Good. So that's why I have to look into that. That last hour, because it's why it shouldn't be mechadech mitam asiyas kisem. So you have some interesting svaras. Okay. Let's give some more. It should only occur to me this morning. As was when you were the shalom so careful. Okay, finally, the next halacha l'maaseh is perforations. right? Cutting along a perforation. So that comes up in several places. Comes up the most oft discussed issue of toilet paper. It comes up in those kind of bottles, the Poland Spring bottle. Comes up. Comes Snapple. I mean, the little plastic.
Yeah,
perforation. Before we discuss perforations, one thing connected with what Nelson said before, the new Tropicana pull top. So the Tserochian. Exactly, I don't know the Matzias. You have to call
like
up the font. Was that?
It's like the same thing like the milk, the plastic milk bottle. The same, that plastic thing they bought, something like that.
Is it scored? I don't know. I don't know if it's scored.
Why not be scored?
It's not scored.
You have to find that. You have to find that. It just pulls off because that's the weakest part of the plastic tab. The Tserochian. There are two issues of that. One, it would be Mechatech. It depends if it's scored or not. But I'm not sure. And number two, a separate issue, whether it's making a Pesach Noah. That could be separate, that could be a separate problem. So that, whether you say no, the Pesach Noah is there already. So that's Tserochian. Let's just figure that one out. Now, let's discuss perforations. Olaf Lamaisa in the bathroom, and the Shabbat Shalom ran out. Alright, so now what do you do? So, the Gemara already says that we are makel under Rabbonans. Gemara says that a person is allowed to use a stone. There's not a Gemara that uses the stones to clean themselves. So, I stone is mukta. It's mukta to be oivet Rabbonan, mishum kovet abriyas. Right? Mishum kovet abriyas, dochul eistasa shabbatera. Gemara in Brachas is mentioned in Shabbos also. But the device he can't do mishum kovet abriyas. So the Gemara says the person's tzitzis tear or shatness, they take it off and feel bashuk. So now the question is the paper. If it is cutting along the perforations, a machatech deiraisina. In other words, to make it even more specific, the question is that when it will be machatech, when we'll do it mishinoi. What should you do with mishinoi? You pull it apart with your feet, with your elbows, so the post can say. But is it better to pull it apart along the perforation, or better to pull it apart between the perforations? So there is a tshuva by the Rav Moshe Malka, I think. He was the chief Sfarim rabbi of Tel Aviv. I think his name was Rav Malka. So he suggested, it's been about many years, he suggested that it's better to cut along the perforations because it's so loosely connected. I saw printed somewhere, I haven't looked it up yet, that in the Yisrael Yishurin by Rav Gedalia Felder. Who's he from Philadelphia? So you have Rav Aaron Felder in Philadelphia. His father, Gedalia Felder, was a tremendous book. He wrote in Toronto for many years. Tremendous book. So he wrote the several svarim, so many svarim. So he quotes the sefer there, which I hadn't looked up. I don't know how he says it. Same idea. Cut along preparations. There was a suggestion, but I don't think he accepts the maskana by Rabbi Yaakov Breish. Rabbi Yaakov Breish was a rebbe in Switzerland after the war. He was one of the only Yisrael. He wrote the Chelkas Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Breish. So he raises the question. Again, I wasn't able to find the library this morning. But he raises the question, from what I've seen quoted in his name, that maybe we should say, Kol ha-chotuch ke-chotuch domi. Kol ha-omei lach-toch ke-chotuch domi. So that would argue that it's better to cut all the perforations. But based on the frowns that some of you just made, so I would agree with you. That's what Rav Aldenberg writes in his Tshuva, in Chelik Yud Aleph. Rav Aldenberg just had received the Sefer, the first Sefer of Rav Malka, and he says that he, L'chvon Rav Malka, he'll deal with some of the things he discussed, and then he proceeds to tear him apart, let's use the pun, on this issue. And he says, he doesn't understand this, but Chalal. He says, the Rav Malka was discussing for the, is it a Korea Monos attacking? He said, of course, not Monos Atak. We have to discuss how it's not Monos Atak. But then he says that he thinks that he's wrong on every Nakuda. And he thinks that his concept of saying that the best place to cut it is on the perforations, pum for carrot. That's the worst place to cut it. Because it says it's not just hanging there by a thread, it's very much attached. So if you cut along the perforation, you're cutting along the sirtut. So that should be mechatech. Mechatech de'raisa. So here I don't know, and that was the conclusion that the Chelkas Yaakov came to as well. Chelkas Yaakov said we should try to avoid cutting it all together. His suggestion was that one should use it attached and then put it in the toilet and then when you flush it, have the power of the water tear it off. Tried it on Friday before you did the Shabbos. See if it works. But halacha, this is the issue. Halacha is that the perforation is a perforation considered is that the worst place is the best place. But for sure, a person is going to figure out some kind of shinui to cut it. Either some kind of kaliachet, some strange way of cutting it. But where is the best place to cut it? So Aniyah's deity, the best place to cut it is in between, is not on the perforations. So then it'll be some form of kireya. There may be other kulas that create, but Nira is a question, we'll discuss it. We do kireya. So maybe some element of kilkul, I don't know. But lachora, the worst place to cut it is on the perforations, because the svaras that we say, not the shkut svaras, who says that we say, kol omein lachta kumchutach gami in Yom Shabbos, and who says that the fact that it's cut a little bit that makes that is any reason to be more makel in cutting it? Who said? The only thing I'm not sure is exactly how to say mechatech. Do you say mechatech because it's now a clean that it wasn't before? Do you say mechatech because the fellow in the factory figured out the meat already cut it? Or pashtus? Do you say mechatech like Rashi because there's a place where ki'ilu it says cut here, right? That means then you're cutting along a specific spot, right? And again, this Shubha of Waldenberg, what Effie was saying before, that the fact that something's scored shouldn't make it a set design because mechatech should not be something which a 3-year-old can do. So that's again, Rav Waldenberg wouldn't accept that. Rav Waldenberg says that does not seem to be a cheshbon. And again, I think that's what Rav Breish says as well. Although Rav Breish is not sure whether it'd be a deraisa, and Rav Waldenberg thinks that the mechatech along a perforation would be a deraisa. Because that's how the issue of mechatech puts the halacha l'maaseh, perforations, things that are scored, and then Tzarachiyan, the issue that Moshe raised, but whether the fact that it's in a kli, does that make the mechatech even worse? I think the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa also says that one should cut it along the place where it is not perforated. The Shevet HaLevi has a line that I looked it up, I don't understand it. The Shevet HaLevi is Shmuel HaLevi Vosner, Shlitzner, the great postman in Bnei Brak, the Talmud of the Chazon Ish. I was there, I'm very sure from him. So he has in his very first Sefer, he writes it always Bekitzer, he has in his very first Sefer, that it's not, he doesn't think he's not sure. It's mechadech deraisa derabanan. Why? Because it's already pre-measured. When you get the toilet paper, so it's already measured out for you. So since it's pre-measured, he doesn't finish the sentence. So I would finish it by saying since it's pre-measured, so you're mechadech, so you're not cutting and measuring. But who said that that's mechatech? Mi amar?
Who said the same thing about the soda cans?
Correct. Everything they meant. Right, correct. Who said that you have to be the one that your mechatech has to be making the mida right now? No? Your mechaven the mida mesuyemes. Who said you have to be the one who figured out where the mida is right now? I don't understand.
The
Rambam, yeah.
Kabbalah,
right. You have to do the measuring also?
No, someone else measured it.
What's that?
Say, Rashi. Just the way they did it was they etched cut it.
So it's worse. You know, somebody else etches it out, you'd also be chayv mocher. No? Why?
You're ripping, and this is where the force just happens to pull it apart. Just because you know where that place is going to be.
Yes, yeah, so that would be a separate roar. That's along with what Effie was saying before. Anything a score, you'd say it's more kimisasek. But he's saying that it's pre-measured. I can understand what it's coming. I have to write him a letter. I want to tell me them. See what. Good. Okay. So it's. So what I want to still do is makom patish. So you have a lot of time because tomorrow's a late day. So makom patish, please look carefully. The following are makomos. Please look carefully. Please compare the Rashi and the Mishnah. Ayin gimel aleph makom patish. The last Rashi and the Mishnah. Ayin gimel aleph. How we define makom patish. With the Rashi's and Ayin Hamad base, with the Rashi's on Kuv Beis Amud base, the Mishnah and Kuv Beis Amud base. Right, so you're comparing those Rashi's, and then you're looking at the Tosfos and Makom Patish Kuv Beis Amud base, and then you're looking at Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah of Kuv Beis Amud base. And that Rav Shimon was discussed in Kuf Gilam Aleph in a short, a few lines. And then, please look at the Meiri on Ar Daf and on the Mishnah Vayin Gimel. Alright, so you're comparing Rashi, Tosfos, and Meiri to figure out what is Makom Patish. Then, we did another Rashi, we're going to pull together what we've done already. And Makom Patish, who did the Rashi in Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, when the Rashi discusses why there is no Makom Patish in making a tanur. So it's the second of the wide lines in that Rashi. We'll do all of Makom Patish right now. And Makom Patish is the Raisa the Rabbanon. We'll probably just do the Makom Patish the Raisa. And just mention the Rabbanon. Because it sent us too far afield right now. And then I'd like to, after that, then there's a line about Kirveya. Meichek Amanos Lichtay. So we could really do Mechik here also. So when you do Meichek Amanos Lichtay, again you want to go back to the first Tosfos and the Perek, the second Tosfos and the Perek, and just put together some of the discussions of the Amanos. I'm not a sake. Okay. We have mincha. It's shit. I don't know. I'll be around for them. Come from base matters in the. Come later on in the base matters. When? What are you free?
Yeah. I have class from 3 to 14,
5:45 in Mesa, I'm not sure.
I have a quiz in the first class, but it ends at 3:30, so maybe it'll come there.
Okay, which class? Go through. Who's building it? To check if I'm in room 510.
So I'll try to come
in. Zen? When do we have the phone number in Toronto? Is it 416-635-5440?
When are you going to be there exactly? Probably the Thursday night till the Motzei Shabbat.
Friday to Motzei Shabbat?
Yeah.
Are you davening again?
Yeah.
Talking about that, what is it, Sirtud in fact, yeah. Are they Maisu Uman? So, but that's Sirtud Ali Day Uman, that's not Mechiduch Ali Day Uman.
You're right. But the question is, if does that make the Mechaduch Ali Day Uman? Yeah.
Without a machine, does that count?
It's Terechim, it's Terechim. No, I understand. That's the something, yeah.
I'm not going to say it's right after.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say it.